Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Your method of interpretation is key for both preachers and Supreme Court justices. That's the headline. David James, Bible in Hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The difference between how liberal and conservative Supreme Court justices actually decide cases that they hear.
And it's important because the framers of the Constitution wrote it from a Judeo-Christian worldview, which we've mentioned before. Now, some of those framers had very bad theology, but it's undeniable that biblical principles do undergird the Constitution. Liberal justices tend to be what are called living constitutionalists, who see the Constitution as a living document that must be interpreted and applied according to the evolving cultural context. Now, conservatives tend to be originalists, who see the Constitution as a fixed and stable document that must be interpreted according to the intent of its authors and how it was understood by those who ratified it, so the text means what it said. So the question for them would be, what did this mean when it was written? Jimmy, when a country that was established on biblical principles moves away from those principles, then this drift is only going to accelerate if neither the legislative nor the judicial branches of government have an anchor for decision-making.
In talking about living constitutionalism versus constitutional originalism, it sounds a lot like the differences between liberal and conservative theology. Do you think there's a connection between the two, David?
Jimmy, I absolutely think there's a significant correlation between the two. And there are reasons why across the board liberalism or conservatism exists, and it's because of competing worldviews. Theological conservatives take the Bible seriously and work hard to figure out what God was saying through the biblical writers in their own historical context and to apply those principles to influence culture because they believe in absolute truth. On the other hand, theological liberals tend to see the Bible as largely or entirely a human book written by fallible people just trying to explain and deal with situations in their historical context, and so they allow their interpretations to be influenced by culture, our own culture, the modern culture, present-day culture, and they tend not to believe in absolute truth.
David James with Bible in Hand explaining why a method of interpretation is key to both preachers and Supreme Court justices. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The method of interpretation is so important to both preachers who work to see what God wants us to know, and Supreme Court justices who need to understand what the writers of the Constitution were setting in place as the law of the land. One thing for sure, we need an anchor for our decision-making process. The Bible is that anchor. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...